This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. West Virginia is a mountainous, green, and beautiful state, mostly known for coal mines. But the state has lost jobs in mining, manufacturing, and technology during the recent recession. West Virginia went narrowly for President Bush in the last election. Both parties think they have a chance this time around. An area both candidates have visited this campaign is the Eastern Panhandle, a picturesque part of the state close to Washington, D.C. Movers in have made this area almost suburban, relatively prosperous, and closely divided. We sat down with a closely divided group of voters in Shepherdstown in the back garden of a pizza place. Tom Trumbull retired from the military, then he went back to work for the National Park Trust. A Vietnam veteran, he says he first strongly supported the war in Iraq, but then it became a voting issue for him.
I think the moment that I finally became committed to Kerry was when I realized that the war in Iraq had gone so terribly wrong. The war over there feels to me the way Vietnam did in 68, in which we don't have a plan to win it, and in the case of Iraq, we can't afford to lose it.
David Kimnitzer is an architect who's worked on restoring some of West Virginia's historic buildings. He says he's a Republican, but voting for Kerry.
I really decided that I was going to vote against the president when we started to have the publicity about the prison abuse scandals, and I found that very embarrassing for our country and just morally offensive.
We also talked to Republicans who are sticking with President George Bush. Tom Riley is a computer consultant. He says 9/11 confirmed his view of the president.
Since 9/11 with President Bush, I think he had a very difficult entry into being the president of the United States, and I think that at that time, I don't think I would have done anything different.
Another strong supporter of the president, Drew Ryan, works for a French company that sells manufacturing equipment. He says President Ronald Reagan brought him to the GOP.
So I've been a Republican since then, a Bush W supporter, and really there's nothing that has happened since he's been president to make me change my mind.
Although the number of undecided voters is dropping, we found one. Dina McDowell works in a dentist's office, and she sounds like she will be very hard to get.
I don't like any politicians. I hope I don't offend anybody. But I know that the political ads are spun a certain way, that candidates spin things a certain way, and somewhere in between lies the truth, and I just don't think I found it yet.
Most of the voters, sitting in a circle of lawn chairs in Shepherdstown, are strongly committed. But if you push them, they will admit to a few doubts. Christina Wolf is for John Kerry. She works for the World Wildlife Fund. She was a little startled when he shouldered a shotgun and went hunting.
I saw that as simply and purely pandering to the National Rifle Association and the pro-gun crowd. I think that he since then has realized that the gun vote is not as powerful as he initially expected it to be.
That episode won't change Wolf's vote. Drew Ryan will stick with Bush despite concerns about deficits and that the president has not vetoed big spending bills. Bill DeMarco works for General Motors, which is moving one of its plants out of West Virginia. DeMarco feels it's the economy, but not the president.
From a economic standpoint, I don't know that any president would have a better economy going right now. I believe the tax cuts are the reason we're not in worse shape today than we could have been had they not gone through.
One thing they all agree on is that the race has been energizing and that in West Virginia, people feel their votes count. Tom Trumbull and Bill DeMarco look at it from different sides of the fence.
I must tell you that I found it to be extremely exhilarating. Large numbers of people who were not participating before are participating. Voter registration is very high in the county. People are talking about it. They're not saying it's Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Are they talking about the campaign at your plant, Mr. DeMarco?
Oh, yes. I work almost daily with a UAW member, and we get along very well, and he is an avid Kerry supporter, brings his button in every day to work and wears it proudly on his shirt, and we have conversations on a regular basis about the differences in the candidate.
Have you convinced him?
No, I will not. I will not convince him, and he will not convince me. We just agree to disagree on a lot of the issues.
Our undecided voter has also been impressed by the political activity in the Shepherdstown area. She finally said that if she hasn't decided by Election Day, she does have a default vote.
if there's nothing that either camp can say to come out and just really say, you know, here's where the heart and soul of my beliefs are, I'll probably end up voting for President Bush.
Why?
It's like the Redskins. Dan Snyder keeps changing quarterbacks and keeps changing coaches, and they can't get their stuff together. And every once in a while, maybe you just need to let somebody in there to finish what they started.
That was Dina McDowell. Our thanks to her and to the other West Virginia voters who shared their views with us.